If you were to rummage through the secondhand scrap heap that was 2016 Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie as the gangster's Moll Harley Quinn would possibly be the only thing you'd want to salvage. Her performance had an energy and an attitude that the rest of the movie couldn't match, and it sometimes seemed like she was acting in a vacuum and everything surrounding her had been digitally added in post-production. It makes sense, then, that Robbie would get her own vehicle following Suicide Squad's financial success and critical drubbing, but what's surprising is how entertaining it is. Released earlier this month with the deliberately unwieldy title of Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, it's one of the better standalone offerings that has come off the assembly line of the DC Film Factory. While its predecessor felt like a dismembered corpse that had been hastily stitched back together, this movie has a more assured vision, courtesy of director Kathy Yan, who has limited the scope of the world and is focused more on attitude and style than comic book lore. But there is an actual cohesive narrative here, and a sense that the finished product hasn't been compromised several times over in a vain attempt to appeal to every possible demographic. As the film opens, Harley, dressed like she just shoplifted an entire Hot Topic store, has been abandoned by her boyfriend, the Joker. This is Jared Leto's much-derided version of Joker we're talking about, not Joaquin Phoenix's Oscar-winning one. She was once, you may recall, the clown prince's psychiatrist who fell in love with him and became his partner in crime. But now she's single again, and after a good long cry, she hijacks a semi-truck and drives it straight into a chemical plant, which was once their favorite spot in all of Gotham. She's sending a statement directly to her old beau, or as a police officer played by Rosie Perez observes, she's publicly updated her relationship status. This cop, named Renee Montoya, has grown weary of her decreasing authority within the precinct and follows Harley's trail on her own, which leads her to the Chinatown apartment where Harley lives with her stolen pet hyena Bruce, named, of course, for a certain superhero's true identity. From here, Birds of Prey indulges in a pretty standard noir plot. We've already covered the cop, but there's also a nightclub singer, a pickpocket, an avenging angel, a ruthless crime kingpin, and an unpredictable femme fatale. That would be Harley herself. Much of the runtime is spent in the fancy bar run by a greasy crime boss named Roman Sionis, who's played by a vamping Ewan McGregor, and whose alter ego, Black Mask, likes to slice off the faces of his victims. The screenplay's MacGuffin is a diamond whose very atomic structure contains the secret location of a wealthy Gotham family's fortunes, and if Sionis gets his hands on it, he'll be the most powerful man in the city. All of this is in keeping with Harley's own brassy dame persona. She kind of talks like Judy Holliday, but wields weapons as if she were written by Quentin Tarantino. It also serves as an origin story for the Birds of Prey, an all-female supergroup that has gone through various incarnations within the pages of DC Comics since the mid-90s. The team that eventually coalesces here includes a preteen petty thief played by Ella J. Basco, who steals that diamond in the first place, a troubled chanteuse played by Journey Smollett-Bell, who becomes Sionis's driver, and the Huntress, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, a crossbow-slinging assassin whose appointments with vengeance are somehow connected to the same gem. The big finale is set in the Joker's hideout inside an abandoned carnival, which inspires colorful set pieces involving a swirling slide and unpredictable amusement park hydraulics, and a chase through a maze of funhouse mirrors that's no doubt meant to recall the shootout at the end of Orson Welles' The Lady from Shanghai. It's telling that Harley's first solo venture ends in a space that was once occupied by the Joker. She has so often been defined by her proximity to him, and here she's freed from her association with an abusive man. She isn't even saddled with a love interest this time around, unless you count the breakfast sandwich that she lusts after. Perhaps that's why the movie has been underperforming at the box office. DC has even retitled it Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. But it's a movie worth seeing for no other reason than it rehabilitates the few half-decent aspects of Suicide Squad. I'll be curious to see where this crew takes Harley Quinn next, assuming they're even allowed to. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.